Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a fight going on in the Republican Party that's being waged like trench warfare. The First World War, if you can imagine, they would build trenches, sometimes 100 yards away from each other, Germans and the Allies. An unnecessary war. First World War, this was not Nazis, this was just Germany and Britain and France on the other side until we got in. Never should have happened. Started out because the Archduke Ferdinand got assassinated in Sarajevo by a Serb nationalist. In the old Austro-Hungarian Empire, Serbia was part of it. They chafed at it. The Archduke Ferdinand made a big mistake. His carriage went down a street, and he wanted to turn around. You turn around a carriage with horses, you don't do a K-turn. It went real slowly. A guy comes running out of a bar and shoots him. Serbia agreed to every one of the German requirements for having shot the Archduke Ferdinand. But there was only one requirement they didn't agree to, and that's why we had the First World War, believe it or not. And that one requirement was, if somebody committed a terrorist act, criminal act, against a German or Austrian interest, the Serbs would not agree to export them to Berlin or Vienna for trial. They were going to try them in Serbia. For that reason, Germany then declared war on Serbia. There were pacts where other people had to respond. It was one of the most bloody wars in history. One of my great uncles, several of my great uncles fought in it, and one got, they lived in New York at the time, one got gassed. Rest of his life, his lungs were shot, all for that one stupid thing. So you have that. You have that. Well, in trench warfare, you know, what happens if a bunch of guys jump in your tent with bayonets and you're there by yourself? This is not a good situation. This is going on between Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. Donald Trump has called Mitch McConnell a broken down old crow. McConnell's afraid to really fight back with an insult. So he said, well, Henry Clay, old crow, was his favorite bourbon. He thought that was funny. Henry Clay was a racial senator from the 19th century. And they placed great store by him in Kentucky. You wouldn't go boasting about Henry Clay in Wisconsin. Although maybe in the present, maybe with Clayfish and Walker, you would, but this is very sad. But in any event, he calls McConnell names, insults McConnell's wife because of her ethnicity. She's of Chinese extraction. And McConnell and he are fighting a war that you're not seeing. And that war is who the Republican senators will be when the dust settles after November of 2022. Why is that? If they have the majority, they will elect a majority leader, and Moscow Mitch wants to continue to be that majority leader, and Trump wants to put in one of his hacks, one of his sycophants. Even if they don't get the majority, Moscow Mitch wants to be the minority leader. Trump wants to throw him out, put in one of his yes men. So here's some examples of what they're doing in the various states. In Alaska, Moscow Mitch is supporting the incumbent Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski voted to convict Trump on the second impeachment, not the first one, but the second impeachment over the insurrection. He continuously attacks Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski is not popular with the Republican base in Alaska. Her father, Frank Murkowski, was a very popular governor up there, so she has a good name to get elected up there. But the last time she lost in a Republican primary, she had to run as an independent, write-in. She had to run as a write-in. She didn't even file as an independent. She wrote herself in the general election. Now, how do you get people in Alaska to write Lisa Murkowski in on a ballot when it's hard enough to get them to vote at all? I mean, when people think of Alaska, here's what they think of. A bunch of the boys was whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon, and the kid that handled the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. That's what they think. That's all they think. Fact is, good folks up there. I've been fishing off the Kenai Peninsula up there. But for some reason, they think they're conservative. I don't know why. They get that oil money, and they all get, there's more federal money that goes in there. Hardly any comes back, and suddenly they're Republicans. Unbelievable. But in any event, she is being opposed, Lisa Murkowski, in the Republican primary by a woman named Kelly Chewbacca. Not Chewbacca, not Star Wars, Kelly Chewbacca. She sucks up to Trump. Trump supports Kelly Chewbacca. Moscow Mitch supports Lisa Murkowski. Kelly Chewbacca were to get in, she would vote against Moscow Mitch. Lisa Murkowski gets in, she'll vote for Moscow Mitch, for majority leader or minority leader. In Arizona, there are some right-wing nuts running for governor against Doug Ducey. I'm not crazy about Doug Ducey, but he's a Republican, but at least I got to say this for Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey, after the last election, certified that Biden had won Arizona, not by a lot, I think, what, 14,000 votes or something, but so what? It happened. Trump called him, threatened him. At the end, Ducey wouldn't take his calls. Trump is headhunting for Ducey. Moscow Mitch is trying to recruit Ducey, trying to recruit him to run for the Senate. There's a real right-wing nut running for the Senate, several of them, who would not certify any Democrat who won. They would simply say, if a Democrat wins, that's illegitimate, won't certify him. Doug Ducey at least would do that, would do the right thing on that. And in any event, he'd vote for Moscow Mitch. So stand by. We'll see if Doug Ducey runs for the Senate. South Dakota, the number two Republican in the Senate after Moscow Mitch is a guy named John Thune. He's semi-moderate in the sense that he's, you know, his eyes aren't bulging out of his head. He doesn't foam at the mouth, and he isn't a right-wing nut. And he occasionally votes moderate. And Moscow Mitch lobbied the heck out of him. John Thune retired. He said, my wife said, this is enough. I'm going to spend time with the family. Moscow Mitch wined and dined him. And now John Thune is running again in South Dakota. And he would vote for Moscow Mitch, and he's not going to be beaten in South Dakota. Now, there are three candidates who have said they'll vote against Moscow Mitch. One of them is Kelly Chewbacca in Alaska. The other one is a guy named Eric Greitens in Missouri. He's a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, and he was governor of Missouri until the legislature was going to impeach him and he stepped down. He is the waitress spanker. I don't know if you remember the waitress spanker. He had a Jones for spanking waitresses. And so what he would do is he'd grab one and put her over his knee and spank her. You know, if you're governor of Missouri, I don't care if it's Missouri, okay? I mean, you're not going to get away with that in New York, California, Wisconsin, but even in Missouri, the governor just doesn't grab a waitress and throw her over his knee and spank her. I don't see how this guy wins, but if he wins, he is going to vote against Moscow Mitch. Chewbacca is going to vote against Moscow Mitch. And there's a guy in Ohio, J.D. Vance. Everybody thought, oh, J.D. Vance is an intellectual. He wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy. Oh, what an insightful book. Well, no, not an insightful book. He's a right-wing nut, Trump guy. Yesterday, he was endorsed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, J.D. Vance, Marjorie Taylor Greene. He would vote against Moscow Mitch. So these are the ilk, the kinds of people that Trump is sucking up to. We'll see what happens. I do not think it's going to work. I think, unfortunately, the broken down old crow will stay in, although we don't want somebody else. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Play your music when the sun go down. Maybe